Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today's topic, separate realities, it was such an essential part of the insight that students got from studying with the Scottish mystic Sid Banks that when they initially laid out principles, you may know the field as the three principles. There were originally four principles. Sid had nothing to do with it, and when he heard it, it made no sense to him. But the psychologists who were studying with him came up with four principles: the principle of thought, the principle of feelings, the principle of moods, and the principle of separate realities. Now, I thought that I understood the idea of separate realities because my background was in studying subjective experience. So studying how it was that different people could have different experiences of the same event, and sometimes dramatically different experiences. And it seemed to me, and through the research that I did and the work that I did, that it was down to the pictures that we made in our minds and the things that we told ourselves and the conversations that we would replay and the logic we would go through. And so we would have a different experience than somebody else. And so it seemed to me that there was always a middle ground. We could always take the other person's perspective and try and see things the way they saw them, and then perhaps guide them to our side of the table where they might see things the way we saw them. Until one day, years ago, we had a neighbor came around who had very different political opinions than my wife and I. And the conversation was fine for a while, and then inevitably it got onto politics, and then inevitably it started getting kind of extreme. And me thinking that, oh, well, it's just a matter of perspective, suggested that given that the person that we were talking about, the candidate that we were talking about, was somebody who had a sort of a fairly well-documented history of affairs with perhaps underage people, that at the very least we probably could all agree that we wouldn't send our teenage daughters to have sleepovers at that candidate's house. To which, to my surprise, the neighbor responded, well, that's just not true at all. What I would never do is send my teenage daughter to the opponent's home because they're known pedophiles. And I had an epiphany. And the epiphany wasn't anything to do with the political candidates. The epiphany was, oh, we're not looking at the same thing from different angles. We're literally looking at different things. We're not occupying the same reality and trying to make sense of it differently. We're literally living in separate realities. And to be fair, in her reality, she's right, and my wife and I looked like nutters. And in my reality, we were right, and she seemed off. Now, the difference between different perspectives and separate realities turns out to be pretty significant. In my TED Talk, Why Aren't We Awesomer?, I show a picture, a fairly well-known picture, of a woman and some people see an old woman when they look at the picture. Some people see a young woman. And usually, if you take the time to point it out, the old women people can see the young woman and the young women people can see the old woman. But as I point out in the TEDx talk, it's not actually an old woman or a young woman. It's a series of lines on a piece of paper. We create the women in our mind. And that's the key to understanding separate realities. We are literally constructing the reality we live in, creating it via thought, and then doing our best to navigate it as if it's real beyond our mind. And inevitably, when we do that, we struggle because we're rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic. We're trying to make sense in a world that we don't realize we created. Which is why the physicist David Bohm said, thought creates our world. And then says, I didn't do it. Now, the reason that we're not screwed because of it, though sometimes it can seem like we are, is because there is a space beyond our thought-created reality. There is a larger reality, what David Bohm talked about as wholeness and the implicate order. And when we can touch that space, we not only become more tolerant of our separate realities, we become much more elegant in how we navigate them. Here's a story that I wrote in my book, The Inside Out Revolution, that kind of points to the difference. You're in an art studio filled with painters standing at their easels. Although you can't see it from where you're standing, they're all looking in the direction of a small platform in the center of the room and painting what they see. As you walk around the studio, you notice small and sometimes vast discrepancies between what people are painting on their canvases. Arguments break out in parts of the room as to whether or not the model for the painting is more one color than another, taller or shorter, uglier or more beautiful than rendered. You begin to become curious about what it is that everyone's painting, so you make your way to the center of the room and discover to your surprise that there's absolutely nothing there. The emptiness of the center is palpable. Suddenly you realize the reason why everyone's painting a different picture isn't down to their point of view, where their easel happens to be placed, or even to a matter of personal interpretation. It's because what they are viewing is only a projection of their own thoughts. The moment you catch even a glimpse of the illusory nature of the world of form, the game of life changes completely and irrevocably. No matter how scary or oppressive or insecure your experience of life may be, once you realize that it's only your own thinking that you're experiencing, that thinking loses much of its hold over you. And I know, over the course of my own life, the more I've seen the nature of separate realities, that it's not bad or wrong that we create them, but if we understand that they're created, we're not as limited by them. We're not as stuck inside them. And when people see different to us, it stops looking like evidence of their ignorance or their stupidity, and simply becomes another chance to meet each other in the space beyond thought. As the poet Rumi said, beyond ideas of right and wrong, there is a field. I'll meet you there. Have fun, learn heaps, happy exploring, and I'll talk with you soon.